with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. In NHL play last night, it was round three of the four-nation face-off, the all-star format that the NHL is using this year. And it was Team Sweden holding on to a 2-1 lead to go on to defeat Team USA 2-1.
The Americans are getting exactly what they wanted, a rematch with Canada. A 5-3 win for Canada over Finland set up another clash between the two rivals in Thursday's championship game in Boston. U.S. coach Mike Sullivan.
I think it's great for hockey that there's an opportunity for these two teams to meet again.
The United States defeated Canada 3-1 on Saturday in Montreal in a chippy round-robin game that featured three fights in the game's first 9 seconds. Canadian forward Brad Marchand says his team will be ready for the rematch in his NHL team's own building.
We're obviously really excited about it. Have another crack at these guys.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And this is SRN Sports. NBA will return to regular season play on Wednesday following its All-Star weekend. It'll be the Hornets playing the Lakers, and the reviews from the round-robin All-Star format still coming in. Some of the players liked the format, others didn't. Some others undecided, and audience reviews still to come in also. In NCAA Top 25 college basketball last night, third-ranked Duke beat Virginia 80-62, as 19th-ranked Arizona over Baylor 74-67. The rankings are out. The top 10 in men's play will be top-ranked Auburn stays in that position, followed by Florida, Duke, Alabama, Houston, Tennessee, Texas, A&M, Iowa State, Texas Tech, and St. John's. On the women's side, your top-ranked team is Notre Dame, followed by Texas, UCLA, USC. Both of those teams suffered losses over the weekend. UConn, South Carolina, LSU, Ohio State, UNC, TCU rounded out. This is SRN Sports.